This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. And here we go. It is time to speak with Dean Weingarten as we end this week, which is always a high note to end with Dean Weingarten. And, well, we found out that the Detroit AR-15 owner steps out on the porch and stops the porch pirate. That was fake, huh?
It was fake. It was a very well done fake, yeah. But it was fake. And it fooled a lot of people, including me, but if I did try to find the original video, but I just, despite my earnest efforts, a few hours after it came out, I was unable to find it. And so I used it as a vehicle to show some tactical lessons about confronting a criminal, and I think those lessons were still valid, even though the video turned out to be fake.
But it was so good.
Go ahead.
It was so good. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It really was. And I'll tell you, those guys who did it, they have talent. It was very believable. Now, some people on Ammoland say it wasn't believable, but I've seen a lot of real videos of real situations, and it looked plausible to me.
Yeah. It did. So. This was supposed to be in Detroit, right?
Exactly. That's a large part of it. And I looked around and I said, you know, other people said, yeah, that looks like Detroit. And it was done in Detroit. And it was done right after the snowfall. And that's one of the reasons I thought it was legitimate, because there was a snowfall in Detroit at the time that they said it was done. So the timing matched with the weather, and that's not easy to do if you're faking something. But it turned out they made the fake video right at that time. So it was made very quickly and put out right away. So it was a well-done fake video.
I guess
actually,
in retrospect,
we could call it performance art.
In retrospect, the only thing, as I look at it now, like if I'm a porch pirate, which I'm not, but if I'm stupid enough, and I mean, listen, I've got cameras on the front of my house just because of porch pirates.
Good reason.
I've got a Ring bell. I've got Wyze cameras all aimed at the front door in the garage and looking out over the street. I see people pull into this cul-de-sac I live in all the time and slow down and look at every front porch and go all the way around the cul-de-sac and leave. And, and they do it exactly the way this video did it. The only thing is that most of the time, whenever you see one of these pranks where they've set up the package that's going to be stolen to, you know, maybe explode or throw glitter,
yeah,
or whatever it is, they're not real nonchalant about bringing it back or taking off or anything. They're quite panicked.
Right.
And this doesn't even have the benefit of a dude coming out all angry with an AR-15.
Well, but, you know, I looked at it from somebody who, with the viewpoint that the person bringing it back was a career criminal. And, you know, was like, how do I handle this nasty situation? I thought about it. It's easiest just to return the package and take out. Least risk, low gain. I don't know what's in the package. Return it. Made sense to me.
Yeah. They seem quite, I guess a career criminal would be nonchalant and just figures, well, he's not going to shoot me or something, but.
Well, a lot of them are, you know, a very big part of being a criminal is projecting confidence so you don't get attacked by other criminals.
Right.
So, so there is that.
But it's a fake.
Go ahead. I also put out an article. I mean, we have really good news. Now, we expected this. But still, it was nice to actually have it happen so that there was, so that there wasn't any problems. I've seen situations where we thought a bill was going to become a law, and at the last minute, there was some glitch. So it was nice to see that no glitches occurred. When Governor Greg Gianforte, I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, signed HB 102 into law. I mean, it's a huge restoration of rights bill. It is probably the most comprehensive reform of gun law I've seen, I think, in any state. There may be a couple of others. There were some pretty ambitious ones. But this one is a accumulation of probably at least 15 years, if not 20 years, of various reforms that they've been able to pass the legislature in Montana, both legislatures, I mean both houses of the legislature, by large margins. And yet they'd have Democrat governors veto them or have a quote moderate Republican disagree with them and not sign it or something like that. So it's
right.
It's this very important, in my opinion, reform of gun law in Montana. And most of the credit goes to Gary Marbot of the Montana Shooting Sports Association, in my opinion. Now, there are a lot of people in the Montana Shooting Sports Association. I think they have about, you know, roughly between 2,000 and 4,000 members. And those people deserve a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Gary conceived of the organization. He created the organization. He was on top of the firearms laws that needed reform. He lobbied for legislation. He ran and became a member of the Montana legislature for many years, and he ramrodded most of what needed to be done through. He is not a member of the legislature now, but he did write the two laws, well, a referendum and a law that were passed in 2021. The referendum passed, I think, January 2nd, 3rd, around there. And the law, HB 102, was just, well, bill, HB 102, now a law, was signed into law yesterday by Governor Gianforte. Boy, I know I'm getting that wrong or not quite right.
Is it a Gian or Gian? I mean,
it could be Gianforte.
You could just say
which is
Montana governor
of the correct syllable. Yeah. No, I'm not quite sure, but I should. I will find him speaking somewhere, and somebody will introduce him, and then I'd have it right.
I'm sure you will find him somewhere. Coming up on the first break, this article is the last one, the one with the fake video, which was very entertaining on Wednesday, but now it's sort of a letdown. I'm sad that it's not real. But you can find all of this stuff by going to Ammoland.com, where Dean is the more people read Dean's stuff than anybody else's stuff. They are the biggest gun aggregator of news on the planet, which makes Dean the most read gun culture writer on the planet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with the soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. And I wanted to touch on something simply because when I called Dean on the days he's going to come on just to make sure that he's going to show up, just because, you know, things get in the way, and I don't want to presume that, you know, he's just dying to be on my show every day. So I called him, and today when I called him, you were a little down because of the passing of Rush Limbaugh.
Well, yes, I have been a fan of Rush Limbaugh. We didn't always agree on everything, and I often wished that he had a much greater understanding of arms and firearms and the Second Amendment. But he did learn quite a bit over the decades that he was on, and he was a giant on radio. He just created basically a whole industry of talk radio. I mean, there had been talk radio before. But he just pioneered a whole new genre, essentially, and made it work, and had numerous people that imitated and copied him. It's hard to overstate what impact he had.
Well, but this is the thing. You know, one thing that he did that I think is superlative, that you and I take advantage of daily, is he opened up the idea that there should be alternatives to the fake stream media.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And he was, I think the potential was there for quite a while. I remember before he came on thinking, wow, you know, just how do we get the word out? I wrote lots of letters to the editor because it was about the only way I could see to get my views out.
Right.
And when Limbaugh, I remember when I first heard Rush Limbaugh on the air, and I had come back from Panama where I was working for the U.S. Army and had been transferred to Yuma Proving Ground. And it was September of 89 when I came back. So I was doing sort of an inspection tour of one of the locations that I supervised, and there were people there, and they were listening to the radio. And I think this was probably late 89 or early 90. And on the radio was this guy who was saying things that I had thought for many years, but which seemed almost impossible to get out on the air. I mean, in any major public discourse. And I was startled. And I asked one of the people who had the radio on, I said, who is this? And they said, Rush Limbaugh. And then I started listening when I could. And that was early enough. So I have been listening to Limbaugh for about 30 years. And as I say, we weren't always 100% in agreement. You don't expect 100% agreement with anybody. But he was a giant in conservative thought, and he made huge inroads into creating the understanding that conservatives are a majority in the United States. They aren't just some fringe group.
Well, I mean, what I like about the rise of him and the ascendance of him was that what he did made what I do more possible. What he did made what you do more possible. The alternative,
absolutely,
to the fake stream. And look what it did. Like with YouTube, for a very long time, people would be out there and they wouldn't know what gun to buy. They didn't know what this to buy or what that to buy. And with YouTube, you started getting all these gun reviewers that would get out there and just give them, you know, they would show how they shoot, give their opinion of how it feels. It became quite the cottage industry for a while. I still do it today. And now, instead of you having to go out and buy a gun, you can actually look at a few resources here and there, because now there's more other video sites that do the same thing. And you can get an idea of what it's going to be like before you buy it or whether you should pursue it. With what
Absolutely.
You do, with what you do, the coverage that you do across the entire spectrum of the gun culture. You cover absolutely. Hunting. You cover politics. You cover and everything in between.
And the power of this, to me, it seems almost as it, well, it seems like we are entering a digital industrial revolution that's, other people have seen it too, and they say it's kind of similar to the introduction of the printing press, where you could get information out there in a much less expensive way. And so the spread of information and the ability to compare and contrast different viewpoints and to spread technologies is just magnified enormously with the technology that we have. And like the printing press, some of the initial reaction, I realize we're into it a little ways now, but being in the middle of it makes it seem like there's a long process. But actually, we've been just galloping into it. And as with the printing press, there is a counter reaction. And the counter reaction is the desire and the effort of all these tech oligarchs and existing governments and power groups to suppress that ability to exchange information, to deny people information, and to control what information they get. And I predict it will eventually fail, but it can be some pretty rough times for the people that are being suppressed intermediately.
Right. Well, the whatever comes from this point on, we will have had a very good example set for us.
And, oh, yeah.
For me, you know, I don't to ascend to that height in this particular industry is a very, you know, anybody that is syndicated wants to do that, but it's not just overnight, because only Rush was Rush.
That's correct. I mean, he was the right person in the right place at the right time, and he had enormous talent too. All those things came together for his spectacular rise and success.
Yeah. Talent on loan from God and given back to him now. Rest in peace, Rush Limbaugh. I'm glad I got to experience you when you were in your stride. And for people who want to experience Dean, well, you got to go to amaland.com. Or come here. You can come here or go to amaland.com. But check him out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he may go to Texas next week, but he doesn't want to be a burden as the state recovers from a week of extreme cold.
I had planned on being in Texas the middle of next week, but what I don't want to be is a burden.
Biden saying they are preparing to issue their second disaster declaration for Texas.
I talked with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, the administrator. This afternoon, I'm going to ask him to accelerate our response and request for, quote, it's a different declaration, a major disaster declaration.
NASA officials are releasing new photos of the rover Perseverance landing on Mars. the agency releasing the first color photo of the Martian surface, along with a satellite photo of the rover parachuting down to the surface and a photo of the rover just feet before touchdown. You're listening to USA Radio News. Bad weather across much of the United States is definitely affecting delivery of coronavirus vaccines. White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt discusses how delivery has been impacted.
As of now, we have a backlog of about 6 million doses due to the weather. All 50 states have been impacted. The 6 million doses represents about 3 days of delayed shipping.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is ranting about nursing home COVID-19 deaths. In his COVID-19 media update, the governor went on for 15 minutes on what he called lies and misinformation about nursing home deaths during the pandemic.
It is a lie to say any numbers were inaccurate. Total deaths were always reported to nursing homes and hospitals.
A report by New York State's Democratic Attorney General accused the Cuomo administration of dramatically undercounting coronavirus nursing home deaths. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor. Now, we come to this point now where I know you have articles in the pipeline that have not haven't been published yet. So I leave this to you, sir. Guest's choice.
I'd like
where would you like to go?
I'd like to go back to constitutional carry and talk a little bit more about what's going on with that to start with.
Okay.
Because it took, roughly 30 years for Montana to finally perfect its, Gary likes to call it permitless carry, but I like to call it constitutional carry because, in my opinion, it's how carry was not regulated when the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791. When the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791, no permit was required to carry arms, either openly or concealed, anywhere under federal government control or under any state. There were no requirements for permits, and there were virtually no laws forbidding concealed carry or openly carrying weapons. Now, there are occasionally a regulation that you wouldn't take a firearm into a powder armory or something like that because of safety concerns. And, you know, maybe you wouldn't be allowed to set off firearms during heavy public demonstrations or something, you know, something like that. The very occasional and rare event. But we have not had the level of restoration of Second Amendment rights to carry that we now have in the United States for over 100 years. Because part of the progressive philosophy, which they started putting into law in the late 1890s and early 1900s, was that the Constitution was obsolete, the Bill of Rights was obsolete, the government had to have more power and more centralized power to deal, they claimed, with a modern society. And so, well, in 1911, you had New York pass the Sullivan Law. And under the excuses that I've already given, the real purpose of the Sullivan Law, in my opinion, and there's considerable documentation to back this up, I'm not just making it up, the real purpose of the Sullivan Law in New York was to disarm the public so the enforcers of corrupt Tammany Hall wouldn't run into armed opposition when they were extorting merchants and everybody else in New York City. And then you had things like in Arizona just a couple of years later, where even though in the Constitutional Convention that ratified and created the Arizona Constitution before it became a state, there were explicit rejections of a limitation on the carry of arms to prohibit, for example, the concealed carry of arms, even though they explicitly rejected that in the state constitution. One of the first acts by the state legislature after they became a state was to prohibit the concealed carry of weapons, directly in violation of what they had just done a year earlier in the Constitutional Convention. So this nasty, destructive philosophy of progressivism that rejected the limitation of government, that rejected the idea of natural law, that rejected the Bill of Rights, has been a cancer on the constitutional government of the United States for over 100 years. And we're basically now in the last 30 years or so realizing all the detrimental effects that it's had and are starting to reform the law and to try to move back toward constitutional limited government. And that's what I think the powers that be, the ruling class, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, was so afraid of with President Trump. They saw that he was actually attempting to undo some of the tyranny that has been created, especially among what people would call the administrative state, where you have all these regulatory agencies that really don't answer to anyone, and which the Supreme Court has given enormous power to, so that they act as the judge and the executor of the laws and the legislative creator of the laws that they administer. And somebody, a private citizen who's trying to get justice from one of these agencies has almost no chance, because the resources required to go through all that process and then try to get it into the regular courts and then to prevail in the regular courts is beyond the vast majority of average citizens. So constitutional carry has been a bright spot there. And we now have 18 states that have enacted a restored constitutional carry. Restored is probably more correct. And we have more that are looking at it. I would not be surprised if we get one or two more states in 2021. Indiana appears to be a state where the legislators there are actually taking their oath of office seriously. It's amazing. I mean, I'm not just saying this for Indiana.
And we might, this will probably have to spill over into the next segment because we only got a couple of minutes here. But have you ever noticed that topic, constitutional carry, is never addressed by the leftists as something that has to be done away with?
Right. You are correct. It they just try to define it out of reason. They say it's foolish, it's stupid, it's crazy. They never address the actual arguments.
Well, I mean, by now, right, surely, you know, they refer to me as, you know, because I don't believe in climate change, or I don't think that I don't think COVID is the zombie apocalypse. That makes me a science denier. But we have so many, you know, with constitutional carry, we have so many states that have been doing this for so long now. We do have empirical evidence of how good that actually works and how bad it's abused, which apparently is not very bad at all.
I was amazed to see the Journal of the American College of Surgeons. And I have to say, some of the worst pseudoscience articles and so-called studies I have seen are those that are published in medical journals. They're just really bad science.
Yeah, you're going to have to pick that up in the next segment. That's a good setup, though. That's a really good setup.
Very good.
That's a really good setup. Simply because, you know, when I look at, when especially physicians, well, they're the number three leading cause of death.
Yeah.
A premature death, medical misadventure, up to 400,000 deaths per year. And yet at the same time, they look at gun homicide, which 83% of that is a drug deal gone bad, and say that's an epidemic. So, anyway, back to what I was saying. You can catch Dean's stuff at amoland.com. He is the biggest writer there. There are more people read his stuff than anybody else on the biggest website on the planet of its type. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I am speaking with Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about, we've been talking about a lot of things. But
We were talking about how bad the science is in considering the effects of firearms on society by most of the medical journals. I mean, you read these studies with a critical eye as a scientist, as I'm a trained scientist, and you see just classroom textbook examples of selection bias, of confirmation bias, of narrow sample selection, narrow timeline. Many of the studies are for relatively short periods in very specific areas, and they ignore enormous amounts of data that should be included to get what they want for a result. So the study that was published in the Journal of American College of Surgeons in 2019 was a fresh response. They looked at all 50 states over 30 years. So it wasn't just a little area for a little bit of time, because everything moves up and down. There's a little bit of randomness in everything. And if you can usually get the result you want, if you look at enough places and pick one and say, well, see what happened here? But what they did is they looked over the whole 30-year period for 50 states. And I'll read the conclusion, because it's not very long. This study demonstrated no statistically significant association between the liberalization of state-level firearm carry legislation over the last 30 years and the rates of homicides or other violent crime. Policy efforts aimed at injury prevention and the reduction of firearm-related violence should likely investigate other targets for potential intervention. In other words, gun laws don't work, and we've shown it empirically in this large study. Now, there are other authors that have found positive effects of liberalization of the gun laws, or what I would call restoring Second Amendment rights, such as John Locke. And I know John, and I consider him a friend, and I think that he conducts fairly rigorous studies and that he has found some significant but not very large effects of positive results for concealed carry laws particularly. But to have this published in essentially what is oppositional media, all of the medical journals have been traditionally very opposed to the idea that guns could ever have a positive effect. And to have this Journal of American College of Surgeons publish this large study, I mean, like I said, it's not a little one, it's a large one, saying, well, there's no effect, is a very big thing. Of course, the other side is really, really good at ignoring inconvenient facts. And that's what we see. I mean, we see it all the time.
Inconvenient facts. I do like that. So, I do concur. Now, the one thing about John, though, is that whenever he publishes a study, he does one thing that a lot of anti-gun studies don't do, which is he publishes his method, and he publishes the way he came up with his conclusions prior to it, that, you know, all the various things that fed into his study.
A very important thing he does is he publishes the data he used and gives you access to the data he used. And that is a red flag. I mean, not for John. He's doing the right thing. But
right.
If you see a study and they won't give you their data, that's a big red flag. They are not doing science then. They're probably doing advocacy of some kind or another. And you see it particularly in two areas. You see it particularly in the so-called climate science. They're very bad at publishing the data they use. And you see it quite a bit in these medical gun studies, too. I mean, they've gotten better because they've gotten so much grief. They've been shown to be wrong when they don't publish their data. But the so-called climate studies, I know a little bit about that. I don't claim to be a PhD climatologist. Most of my career was in meteorology. We dealt with climate data quite a bit. But I understand the arguments, and we probably don't want to go off into that, but
let's point one thing out. A lot of their stuff on climate science is based on modeling, the same thing
Absolutely.
They put out there with COVID-19. And the
Absolutely.
Modeling, can't that be sort of manipulated for outcome-based results?
Can't it be? It is all the time. You cannot trust models that can't be validated. In order for a model to be valid in a scientific sense, you have to run the model against real-world conditions and then make sure that it actually predicts real-world conditions. Well, when you're running a model to predict 20, 30, 50, 100 years in the future, there's no way to validate it. You can't. You don't have 20, 30, 50, 100 years worth of data. We don't have historically 100 years worth of data to the fine level that you need to make the predictions they claim they have. It's absurd to make a prediction about something 50 years in the future. And I know a good bit. It's been a long time since I've been in touch with them. I've been retired now for 8 years. But I used to work very closely with some of the best modelers, climate modelers on the planet, at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, NCAR, up in Boulder, Colorado. And a great many of them believed very much in, you know, the theory of climate change, man-made climate change, that kind of thing. But the problem is that in order to make their models work, and I'm simplifying a little bit here, what they would do is they have what you call K factors or correction factors or whatever, and they look at the model and say, does that look right? Nope, we got to tweak this factor a little bit here or there. And then they'd tweak them, and then they'd say, does that look right? Oh, maybe we got to tweak this one. And then when they had tweaked things, they'd say, this model looks good. That's not science. That's just trying to figure out how something works with a model. And it's just wrong to claim that you can make predictions that way. You just can't. Now, I know that many of my colleagues would say, well, no, we can do it, but the predictions haven't panned out. Now, the only way that you can show that some of these climate predictions have panned out is some of the very earliest ones said, as CO2 increases, the temperature overall on the Earth is going to increase. Well, that's a very broad prediction. And there were lots of other models at the time that said the opposite.
Yeah.
But, no, it's going to cool down.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're about to run out of time, but I noticed the global warming erupted in Texas this week.
Yes, and when that happens, they say, well, that's just weather. But when some weather event happens that they claim validates them, well, that's proof. Very, very poor science,
Listen,
in my opinion.
Thanks very much for joining me today. We will continue to do which Rush Limbaugh made possible.
Yes, it's always a pleasure. I always enjoy the show.
Very good. And check Dean out at amaland.com. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Check out Gun Owners News Hour tomorrow, all of you guys that listen to it on the weekend. This has been Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.